I'd love to address what I experience as the trap of perfectionism when it comes to so many things in life, but in this instance, when it comes to forgiveness and some kind of perfect outcome that we might project will occur if we do forgiveness correctly, right? If we embrace in the way that's required, if we learn how to sit with the pain of our grievance in the perfect way, if we apologize perfectly, if we avail ourselves to the miracle of forgiveness perfectly, then we will arrive at some perfect outcome of forgiveness, of being forgiving, of forgiving someone or something, or of being forgiven. And because forgiveness is in the realm of grace, it's in the realm of the mystery, it's not something that we actually get to control. It's not something that we get to know exactly how it's going to occur, when it's going to occur, what full forgiveness feels like or acts like. Our job, our place is in our willingness. It's in our willingness. It's not about doing it perfectly. It's not about a perfect embrace or a perfect meeting of the resentment or the grievance or the remorse or the shame. We are willing to feel it. We are willing to meet it. And we are willing to avail ourselves to a shift. And that's enough. It's not about perfect self-responsibility or perfect apology or perfect forgiveness. So let's just lay that down and recognize that you, as you are, showing up just as you are, with the limitations of your mind, of your humanness, with the tendencies that you might include, like holding on to things, holding on to a grudge, or holding on to attack thoughts or blame, or holding on to self-loathing. However you come to this process is just right, is more than enough. And simply in your willingness to make a prayer, your willingness to say, I'm ready and available for something different here. I don't know how it's going to shift. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm available. I'm willing. That's all that's required. Truly. Forget about a perfect outcome. It's not in your hands. Your job is simply to be willing. To be willing to see your part, to be willing to see what's in the way, to be willing to open, to be willing to meet the pain, to be willing to let go of the story, to be willing. To be willing to allow your heart to be penetrated by that mysterious grace called forgiveness. No perfection is needed. Just as you are.